Hi, good evening, parents and guardians. This is your host, Dr. Carletta D. Washington. Education for All radio show's goal is to focus on parenting and education topics in order to help you to build stronger family relationships, understand the education system, and prepare your children for academic success. Special thanks to our corporate sponsor, Mr. Willie Moore Jr., who is a founding CEO, TV personality, and recording artist. And he is with Will Flow Music and the Young Fly and Save movement. And many of you have heard him nightly on the radio as a gospel radio program host for radio music. Willie Moore Jr., visit his website at www.williemoorejr.org, WILLIEMOOREJR.ORG. Also, I'm really excited about our guest today that we have coming up. I'll introduce her in a few moments. But the song Favor on You, as you know, that is our new theme song as of our 2015 season. And we are so blessed to have with Mr. Willie Moore's support in that way. But if you get the opportunity, we ask that you do actually make the opportunity to visit Mr. Willie Moore's site. His song, Favor on You, is definitely an excellent fit with our guest tonight, who is a blogger and also a life coach, and she focuses on single women and helping them to develop a godly mindset to pursue godly relationships. So the song and our guest today, it just goes hand in hand. So I pray that you'll have the opportunity to download Favor on You by Mr. Willie Moore Jr. to help you in your further development or as you share things and minister to young women who are pursuing marriage that you may come in contact with. Now, if you have a product or a service that you would like to promote for parents and families, or if you want to become a sponsor for our program, the Education for All radio show, please contact me, Carletta, at educationforallinc.com. Also, for resources, programs, scholarships, and our Involved Parent magazine, please visit www.educationforallinc.com. So today's topic is with Miss Abby Brooks, a life coach, blogger, and the founder of Wifey Boot Camp. She provides premarital discipline for the single woman, and she has some blogs available, and we will just go right into the conversation so that way you can learn more about Miss Brooks and what she is trying to achieve and how this can benefit you and those who are in your life. So without further ado, let's welcome Ms. Brooks to the show. Hi, Abby. How are you doing today?
Hi, Dr. Washington. Thank you for having me on your show today.
Oh, thank you so much. It's a pleasure.
Definitely, like you said, the name of my blog and life coaching service is called Wifey Boot Camp, and it's premarital discipline for the single woman. And so my goal with Wifey Boot Camp is I have a motto on my website that says, a woman's heart should be so hidden in God that a man has to seek him to find her. And so my vision for Wifey Boot Camp is to help single women pursue a God-honoring relationship, and that's through biblical principles and biblically based with their relationships with the man, but making sure that is God focused and God honored. And how I came up with this business and concept is a lot of my friends come to me about, you know, relationship questions or, you know, issues or answers they just may want to know. So I was compelled to, you know, share my story because I've, you know, been there, I've been single, I've been in the dating world, so I exactly understand and know where they're coming from, you know, with some of the struggles or troubles or issues that they may have. And so I found myself telling my story, you know, more and more as far as what I went through and how God I had to learn to submit to God first, you know, as a single woman before he brought me from, you know, being single to now, you know, being married. And so from that experience that God has brought me through in my single life, I want to be able to, you know, share that, you know, with other single women and encourage them that, you know, it's important to submit to Him and look to Him first while you're single, and then the rest, whether it's marriage, whether it's career, whether it's, you know, other relationships with parents or, you know, whatever, then everything else, you know, will fall into place.
Wow, that's a beautiful story and testimony. And what I like is you took your own experiences and then you noticed as you had the opportunity more and more to share with others, you decided this is something that I need to really get out there to the masses. And that's what I think that all of us are called to do. Once we are starting to talk about our stories and where we've come from and how we've overachieved things, I mean, how we've overcome certain obstacles and so forth, and how we're successful now, we need to share that with others. So with
right.
your story, because I know you're fairly young, but are we you haven't reached our old folks group yet, but is what you're trying to share just for the young women? Because I know we have women of all ages that are looking
yeah.
for husbands, and you hear that
yeah.
so often. I want a husband. I want a man. So
right.
how do you go about being available or making your information good for women regardless of what their
right.
age is?
Right,
or
and that's a good
difference?
Question. Because I use biblical principles, you know, the Bible is open to all ages.
So it
doesn't
good,
matter
yes.
that, you know, the age where, you know, you're at, because you do have, you know, 40 or 50 or, you know, divorced men, women, sorry, or whatever, that maybe, you know, want to get remarried or may have not, you know, been married. The focus is on, even while you're at that age being, you know, single, you know, your relationship with God is still the most important thing.
Wow.
Just for example, like the blog titles that I have on my blog are, you know, generalized for all, you know, single women. And matter of fact, Dr. Washington, a couple of women that are married and that are engaged have already came to me as well and said, wow, you know, your blogs has been, you know, really helpful to me, and they're not even, you know, single. So I try to make it, even though my target market is for single women, the topics that I have on here can be relatable, you know, for all women in whatever stage they're in their life.
So what is your website or your blogs, the address for your blog, and then also contact information, so that for those who are interested in visiting the site, maybe, you know, browsing while we're in this call, they can go ahead and have a look, and if they have questions or comments during the show, they can feel free to press 1 and we can bring them into the conversation.
Okay. My website is www.wifey, and that's W-I-F-E-Y, bootcamp.com. And on there you will find the blog, and you will also find a section about life coaching, which is another thing that I do. And that's also, like I said, added service, you know, to the business. And right now I am offering a free life coaching session, you know, for any, you know, one that's interested, you know, in,
oh, wow.
You know, wanted to, you know, get closer to God or want to know how to have that God-honored relationship or whatever else they may be, you know, struggling with within that relationship piece. You know, I am offering a free life coaching session for them to try that out and see if that's something that they would like to pursue.
Oh, okay. So how would they go about letting you know? Is there a place on your website for them to click in or email?
Yes, that you can go on the website, and then you can also email me at wifeybootcamp@gmail.com.
Okay. All right. For those who are on the line, if you have a question or comment, please feel free to press 1 at any time so we can bring you into the conversation and before the show ends. And then also, if you are listening by way of your tablet, laptop, computer, then we ask that you feel free to call in and talk to our guest, Ms. Abby Brooks of YC Boot Camp. And the number is 646 595-4481. So based upon what you have so far in terms of your blog post, are there any that you would like to share or go into deeper explanation while you have this opportunity on the show?
Well, my latest post, I guess I can do the latest post that I did last week, and the title is Inner Beauty is the Main Attraction. And from on that blog post, I specifically talked about how the Bible says that as women, we're not to be concerned about our outward beauty, but it's more about our inward beauty that will attract the type of people that the positive people, or the type of people that we want, you know, to be around us. And so I emphasize that, you know, as women, I know we like to, you know, get dolled up. You know, definitely there's nothing wrong with, you know, getting, you know, looking nice and getting dressed up. But it's, you know, the type of clothing or, you know, the type of clothing that we may wear may attract the wrong, you know, persons. So how can we let more of our inward beauty shine versus the outward, because God looks at the heart, and that's what he really is concerned about and really wants us to, that's what he's really focused on. It's our heart, and we need to allow that to shine more than that outward beauty, because we don't want to attract the wrong type of man by, you know, what we have on or what we dress, because men are visual creatures, so they...
Right.
You know, if you wear the short shorts, of course they're going to look at, you know, whatever else is, you know, showing within that. But, you know, we need to learn how to, you know, dress more differently and appropriate to not allow that to, you know, outshine the inner beauty.
And, you know, I really like that, because we often have women saying, well, I'm not attracting the right guys, or I keep attracting the same guys. And that's true. You know, they're not looking at what they're doing. So I really like that you have brought that out. But we have a caller on the line. Let's bring the caller in. Hi, caller. You have a question or a comment for our guest today?
Yes. Hi, Ms. Brooks. I want to know, would you say that a marriage would be typical of the results that one could expect if they wanted to take up your life coaching services?
Thank you for calling in, caller. No, my goal is not to, I'm not promising that after they do the life coaching session that marriage is the result. But what I am hoping from the life coaching service is that, you know, you will be able to draw closer to God, and you will have more of a biblical foundation or biblical tools to help you to be able to attract, you know, the right type of person, no matter what the outcome may be from that relationship.
Okay, sounds good. Keep up the great work.
Thank you.
Thank you, caller. And that was an excellent question, because, as you mentioned before, you know, the women that you track, that you speak to, have different backgrounds. Some may be divorced, some may be single, some may be married. So definitely the goal, as you stated, is really to draw closer to God and to also learn more about themselves. Sometimes we often jump from relationship to relationship, and we're really not ready for a relationship because we don't have God in our lives as well defined as we think or as we need. And then also, we're not so comfortable in our own skin.
Mm-hmm.
But let's keep going. I see two more callers, so let's try to get to both the callers. So the first caller, hi, welcome to the show. You have a question or a comment for our guest. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me on one. Hi, welcome to the show. You have a question or comment for our guest?
Yes. Good afternoon, Dr. Washington and Ms. Brooks. I would like to say that what you're doing, Ms. Brooks, is good, and it's so needed. We do need to let our young women know that they are love of the Lord, and that God wants what's best for their lives. And I do pray and hope that that your ministry will reach these young women, regardless of their age, that they will put God first in their lives, and the Lord will bless them if it's his will for them, you know, to be in a marriage relationship. But this is so needed. We women do need that. They need to know that they are loved. They are loved.
Mm-hmm.
So good, and I do pray and hope that it will flourish for you.
Thank you, caller.
Welcome.
Thank you so much. So, yes, if you have a question or comment, please feel free to press 1 at this time. If you're listening by your tablet, smartphone, laptop, computer, then please feel free to give us a call at 646-595-4481. Now, Abby, our show goes, it's internet radio, so it goes across the world, national, international. So how would people get in touch with you? This is something that is definitely a resource that can apply to all. So how would people contact you, and what's your blog site again?
Okay. Again, the blog site is www.wifey, and that's wifeybootcamp.com, and that's all one word. And my email address is wifeybootcamp@gmail.com.
Okay. We have a caller on the line. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Do you have a question or a comment for our guest?
Yes, I do have a question. My question is in relation to submission. How does she feel about submission in a wife's role within a marriage?
Oh, wow, that's a good one. we hear so much about that. And
mm-hmm.
and then also for some groups versus others, the word submit
mm-hmm.
is not always such a pretty word or a pretty term.
Mm-hmm.
So we often hear some people saying, substitute a world yielding, but nevertheless, Abby, how do you address that?
Well, the Bible does say that, you know, wives are to be submissive to our husbands, and how I would answer that is ultimately with any relationship, marriage, single, or anybody, who we're really submitting to is Christ. And so even though, so when Christ says that wives be submissive to your husbands, he's also saying, you know, you need to be submissive to me as, you know, well, because I'm your Lord and I'm, you know, instructing you, you know, to do this. So I know as a wife, it can, you know, become difficult sometimes to, you know, be submissive, you know, to your husbands, but we have to look at Christ who's ultimately, you know, the head, you know, of our lives, who designed marriage. And so with that, we have to go to him and, you know, say, Lord, well, how do I, you know, show me how to submit to this man? You know, how do I submit to this man? Because I'm trying to please you as you have instructed me to do so in your word.
Hey, caller, did you have another comment or question? Or did that answer your question?
That answered my question. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And I think it's also equally important. Now, we're just focusing on wives, but that the husband has a role as well. So when we talk about being in submission and God honoring, that, again, the goal of your boot camp and the blogging and the life coaching that you do is for women to draw closer to God and to prepare themselves for a godly relationship. And if they're already in the relationships, then there are things that they can do as well that, you know, in terms they're unequally yoked, but I know that's
mm-hmm.
a conversation for a whole nother day.
Mm-hmm.
so,
mm-hmm.
But I definitely
yeah,
like that you're
mm-hmm.
preparing them.
Right. Right, exactly. And I was actually going to say, I know that one of my blog posts I have, Leave Your Attitude at the Door, you know, the Bible verses that I use talks about, you know, a quarrelsome wife or a complaining wife. And so that kind of, you know, goes into, even though I'm speaking to single women, that, you know, you want to leave your, you want to change your attitude with that, because the Bible says it's better for a man to live alone or live in a desert, you know, to be married with a complaining or quarrelsome wife. So that could still go to, you know, women, you know, that are married, just a refresher and a reminder for us, you know,
right.
that, you know, we also continue to need to, you know, you know, check our attitude as well.
You probably had a few men that perked up on that, that verse. So we'll just say they can find, look at their concordance and find the reference. So having been married, what, is there anything that you wish you would have known that you would like to share, or things that you have discovered that you think, you know, oh, every woman needs to know this, you know, anything that you have that you feel like you want to throw out there?
Well, for the single women, I would say, you know, not to compromise, you know, your morals and values, you know, for anyone that, you know, if you, you know, have certain standards, if you have certain morals and values or, you know, beliefs, you know, stick to those, and God will honor those. So don't ever, you know, don't ever stray from, you know, those. Don't ever compromise you know, just because you're on a time clock, or, oh, I'm 30, I'm 31, and I'm not, you know, married yet, because you don't want to rush into the wrong situation and be divorced within 6 months to a year.
Right. Yeah, I think that's a really good point. Sometimes by women, we get to looking at our friends. Oh, our friends, you know, they have a man now, they're married, even though the relationship might not be good, and we knew that before they even got married. You know, looking at, well,
right.
You know, I should be married, you know. And as the saying goes, sometimes those who are married wish they were single. we have, unfortunately, but we have another caller on the line. Hi, caller. You have a question or a comment?
Yes, my question is, does she teach or talk to the widows? I've been hearing the single ladies.
Mm-hmm.
What about the widow? Now, the Bible say the widow has the right to remarry.
Mm-hmm.
But now, waiting on God, you know, his time, God did not put a promise on any, didn't put a timeline on any of his promises, but we just have to wait, being a widow or a single, because he said, be ye not unequally yoked together.
Mm-hmm.
So we just have to wait on him. And he didn't say how long it would take. But we just have to wait, and I know that is, you know, we live in this microwave society now, and patience is a virtue. So do you address anything to the widows?
You know, yes, you know, what my focus is, even though you are a widow, you're still, you know, single, even though you've been, you know, married before. But I know with widowers, it may come with a little bit more different topics versus someone that has, you know, never been married. So what I would say for the widow, maybe my blogs may not, you know, be enough, but I could, I welcome you, you know, to, if you would like, to do more of a one-on-one coaching session so we can, you know, focus on more of those, you know, different, you know, topics to kind of help you get through that, because you are at a different place. Even though you're single, you've been married, and so you're at a different stage versus, you know, someone that has, you know, never been married.
Right, and there are those issues that still creep up where the dating world has changed.
Right.
How do I go about it? We've got social media. We've got ChristianMingle.com. We've got this mingle and that mingle. And so for the widows, I can imagine they can be kind of lost in what to do at this point. So caller, did you have other questions or comments, or did that address your need?
I think it did, but see, my issue, I was married for 39 years, and I've mm-hmm. been a widow for 7.5 years, and it's kind of scary to be out
wow.
there. It really is, because I don't have a clue as to what's out there, so I'm just waiting on God. That's all I can do.
Amen.
And that gives me peace.
Amen. Well, thank you so much, caller, for your comment and
you.
Question.
Thank you.
Right, I guess that's the point of what you are trying to help women achieve is that peace and that comfort
mm-hmm.
without stressing and worrying. You know, I gotta find somebody. I really, really want somebody. And it can be difficult. So I really do appreciate all the callers, and definitely, you know, we need to remember our widows and the widowers who are the men
right.
that have lost their wife, because we do need to make sure that they are taken care of and with understanding and patience and love, et cetera. So
right.
before we close the show, we have about 2 minutes. Would you like to give your contact information and any last thoughts that you would like to share with the audience?
Yes. Again, you know, please feel free to check out my blog again, www.wifeybootcamp.com. And then also I would like to remind, you know, those that who are interested in maybe, you know, wanting to experience, you know, life coaching or having a life coach, that I am offering a free life coaching session. And so in order to get that, you can contact me at wifeybootcamp@gmail.com.
Oh, thank you. Any last thoughts you'd like to leave our listeners with?
That I just want to thank everyone for calling in and for you all's support, love, and prayers. Thank you very much.
But thank you so much. It has been a pleasure to have you on the show. And I'd like to thank our sponsor, Mr. Willie Moore Jr. Also want to say that I pray favor on parents and guardians everywhere as you prepare your children for academic success this week. And you ask that you join us next week on our show as we talk about part one of A Mother's Reflection, and that continues part two in May. And also, I want you to follow us, encourage you to look us up on Facebook and like us, Education for All Inc. STL, on Instagram, Education for All Inc. STL, and Twitter, Ed for All Inc. STL. And I'm going to close out a little early because I would like for you to hear a little bit more of Mr. Willie Moore's song and how this fits with today's program, and encourage you again to visit his website, www.williemoorejr.org, so that you can get a copy of his song. Thank you, and have a great week.
Never really mattered so much to me.
Never really mattered to me.
It's nothing like a woman who serves the king. Lady, they can all say what they want, but they got nothing on you. Because God's favor on you.
Nothing on you.
So you just keep living your life.
no man could ever open again. Forgive yourself and remember your ABCs. Always be confident.